There's a nationwide teachers shortage, and Vermont is no exception. The first day of school is about a week away, but on the job site where most school districts advertise open positions, you can still find well over 200 postings across the state. With few candidates applying, administrators are being forced to get creative. Vermont Public's Lola Dufour reports.
Hi, how are you? My name's Janet. I'm a local principal, and we're still looking for teachers. Can I post this?
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you so much.
It's a sunny afternoon in downtown Barrie City, and Janet Cash, a principal at the First Branch Unified School District, is pounding the pavement. For the last hour, she's been walking the streets, popping into shops, and chatting with just about anyone friendly enough to listen about the job openings in her district.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Do you know anyone looking for a teaching position this fall?
Who's looking for a teaching?
Well, I'm a local principal, and we're still looking for a few more teachers, so we figured we'd ask the community.
Oh, right.
Right?
Yeah. Well, I'm not available.
No, but do you know anyone?
No, I really don't.
Oh, yeah, it's kind of the United States, right now?
Yeah.
Hard to find.
Yeah.
First Branch is about 30 minutes south of Barrie. It serves the rural towns of Chelsea and Tunbridge. Cash, who recently came to the district from New Jersey, is pretty proud of its two schools. They have robust community partnerships, outdoor education programs, and full-day preschool. But it was just 3 weeks before kids were set to return to the classroom, and First Branch was still short three classroom teachers and support staff.
I can just get a burnt-out teacher through the door. Like, they would be, like, so relieved because, like, we're doing so many good things that they want to do, and I'm like, we just can't get our message out, and it is so hard.
Cash and her assistant principal, Dan Rivers, both come from families of educators. But sitting outside of Barrie's Kitty Corner Cafe, where he was tabling for the district, Rivers said it feels like fewer and fewer people are following that trajectory.
I was speaking to a professor at UVM this fall, and she was saying how it seems like this is the first generation that parents that are teachers now, they're not telling their kids when they get to college, hey, maybe you want to go into education.
Vermont's teaching shortage has been brewing for years and became particularly acute post-pandemic. Anecdotally, administrators say this year's hiring scramble feels more manageable than last year's. That's according to Jay Nichols, the executive director of the Vermont Principals Association. But it's still pretty bad out there.
I can remember when I was a superintendent in Essex, we had like 200-300 people apply for a third grade job. And, that doesn't happen anywhere anymore. I mean, a place like Essex, you might get 30 people applying for an elementary job. And then in the rural areas, it's really hard. And oftentimes you don't get anybody. So.
The state has been trying lately to make it easier and cheaper to get a teaching license. The Agency of Education has also been issuing emergency and provisional licenses to educators at a rapid pace as districts increasingly hire people from non-traditional backgrounds. Back in Barrie, Cash finds just the kind of people she's looking for. Two teachers are on their laptops at Espresso Bueno, a local coffee shop. The problem, of course, is that they already have jobs. And when Cash makes clear she won't poach anyone, they note not everyone is taking the high road.
People in Vermont have been stealing people already under contract this year.
I try not to do
that's
that.
How desperate it
that's
is.
That's very kind of
you. I try to play fair. You know, I try to keep my compass due north.
While Cash and Rivers are looking in neighboring towns, other districts are beginning to cast an even wider net. In the North Country Supervisory Union, which serves Newport and surrounding towns, several teachers will be coming from the Philippines this year. A special visa program that allows foreign educators to teach in the U.S. for up to 5 years has recently grown in popularity, particularly in America's rural schools. The state doesn't track how many teachers in Vermont are currently here on J-1 visas, but Nichols from the Principals Association said that while use of the program isn't yet common, interest is growing. And North Country Superintendent Elaine Collins said that after getting messages from international staffing agencies for some time now, she is taking the leap.
We've done some interviews, and our first Filipino teacher is due to arrive today. So I don't know. It'll be an experiment. We'll see how that goes.
A week after her trek to Barrie, Vermont Public checked in with Cash. Her trip north didn't yield any candidates, and the principal has since had to have difficult conversations with staff about what that will mean for their workloads and hers. Because when anyone is out sick, it'll be her and Rivers in the classroom. She is worried about the strain of administrators and teachers taking on multiple jobs. But she's also making an effort to preserve the more joyful parts of public education and staying relentlessly positive.
We have to be. We don't have a choice. No, I'm kidding. We do have a choice, but we choose the sunny side, right, Dan?
That's right.
In the background, Rivers replies, "It's a good place to be."
Yeah, I think so too.
And so late last week, Cash and Rivers took to the road again, this time to drive to each and every incoming kindergartner's home to drop off a book. For Vermont Public, I'm Lola DeFore.